Shillong, Meghalaya, the Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, said that India's first center of excellence for online gaming would be set up in Shillong. By March 2023, Digital India Startup Hub, through the Software Technology Parks of India, shall set up India's first center of excellence in online gaming in Shillong. The center of excellence in Meghalaya's Shillong is expected to catalyze startups and entrepreneurs to build the next-gen online gaming ecosystem. During an interaction with journalists in Shillong on January 13, Chandrasekhar said, "It is the vision of PM Shri Narendra Modi ji that the next wave of startups and entrepreneurs must come from Shillong, Kohima and other parts of the Northeast." Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar also highlighted the importance of digital skills post-COVID, as the rate of digitalization of products, services, and devices continues to increase worldwide. The Ministry of Electronics and IT, MeitY, recently circulated draft amendments to the IT Rules 2021 in relation to online gaming for public consultation. The ministry further released draft amendments to the IT Intermediary Rules 2021 pertaining to online gaming for public consultations. The draft has been prepared to ensure that online games are offered in conformity with Indian laws and that the users of such games be safeguarded against potential harm. The draft proposed a self-regulatory mechanism which, in future, may also regulate the content of online gaming and ensure that the games do not have violent, addictive or sexual content. The Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, who was in Shillong, said another initiative of the Ministry of Electronics and IT is to set up a state-of-the-art facility under the National Institute of Electronics and IT, NILIT, to provide training in cutting digital edge skills in Shillong. He added that a 10-acre campus shall soon be ready for this purpose, which shall cater to the skilling requirements of youth in the Northeast region. Currently, the age gating is 18 years, and the government would like to keep it that way and see if the present framework works to expand the innovation ecosystem around online gaming while keeping it safe and trusted for users. Regarding safety concerns, the minister had earlier said around 40-45% of the gamers in India are women. Hence, it was all the more important to keep the gaming ecosystem safe.